Sir, can you hear me clearly?
Yeah.
Can you state your full name?
Sure, Anton.
Okay, Mr. An, is it Anton or Anton?
Anton.
Anton. Sir, I will be serving as your panel lead today, but let's get this started formally. Again, can you state your full name and your ADC number?
Sure, Anton. ADC number 303586.
Thank you, sir. And good afternoon. You are appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding the community supervision. This hearing is about the one alleged violation listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on December 21st, 2018. Is that correct, Mr. Anton?
Yes.
That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you could hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. See no attorney with you. Are you representing yourself today, sir?
Yes.
Thank you. I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. If you can see on the video conference screen, I'll begin with the opposite side of the bench. We have the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, working toward me. We have the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. At the center of the bench, we have our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright. Next to me is the Honorable Mr. David Neal. And my name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel lead for your hearing. Also present in the room is our community corrections hearings officer, Mr. Grady, and he'll be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer.
Yes.
Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So Mr. Anton and Mr. Grady, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or so you affirm?
Yes.
I do, but I have an amendment.
Yes, sir. Just 1 second. Go ahead, sir.
The more exhibits, and to add a non-compliance letter.
Could
you repeat that?
Just 1 second, sir. Anything else, sir?
That's it.
Okay, Mr. Anton, there was just a correction being made, or an addition, not correction, being made by our community corrections hearings officer, Mr. Grady, and he was adding that under the exhibits section of your warrant, that there's also a non-compliance letter that is attached.
Yes.
Okay. I will continue with the hearing. Sir, this hearing will be conducted in two separate phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. When I read the allegation to you, you need to respond whether it is true or false. If you believe the allegation is false, the board will take testimony from the Department of Corrections, and we can talk about it. But keep in mind, the board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you?
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Anton. I will now begin phase one of this hearing by reading from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in the criminal ways of company as follows. Violation condition number 2, as demonstrated by a failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report him for a face-to-face contact visit on or about May 29, 2018, as verbally directed on May 16, 2018. You were actively avoiding supervision, thus an absconder from supervision. Mr. Anton, is this true or false?
True.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Anton, I'm going to make a motion to pass this hearing from phase one to phase two. So if we'll just remain put, we will continue with the second phase shortly. and that is based on Mr. Antone's admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have or have lapsed in a criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agree.
Seconded by the Honorable Mr. Neal, agreed upon by the Honorable Dr. Wright, the Honorable Mr. Johnson, and the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse. Okay, Mr. Antone, we are going to continue the second phase of your hearing, and it is during this phase that the board will determine whether or not your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by, as Mr. Grady, our Community Corrections Officer, is going to give us additional background information about your case. If you'll just stay on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly for questions, and you'll be able to speak to the board in detail, okay, sir?
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Antone. Mr. Grady.
Mr. Antone was released from DOC on May 16th of 2018. He was arrested on December 3rd of 2018 by Gilbert PD. He has no new charges. He was returned back to DOC December 3rd of 2018. He has a CSED on June 14th of 2019 that reflects 188 abscond days. Current conviction, 2015, aggravated assault, 3 years, 6 months. He has no prior convictions. His one term with DOC, his CU IRS score is a 3-3, mental health score is a 1, substance abuse score is a 2. He has no gang affiliation, no prior terms of supervision. Disciplinary violations are minimal with drugs and only. He has no other arrest. His community risk score is a G4B5.
Thank you, Mr. Grady. Back to you, Mr. Antone. I'm going to make a quick review of your case supervision summary. It looks like that you were released from the Department of Corrections to reside at TOC 9430 North 11th Avenue, Phoenix, Arizona. On May 16, 2018, you were approved to reside with your mother, Paulina Antone, at 8626 West Baseline Road, Levine, Arizona. This was your last known address. Now, Mr. Antone, you were missing from community supervision for 188 days. So where were you living during that time, sir?
At my house.
If you were, do you mean you were with your mother, Paulina Antone?
Yes.
Were you in and out of that house?
Yes.
So were you living at other residences sometimes?
Yeah, only because I...
Okay. But sometimes you would come home and continue to live with your mother in Levine?
Yes.
Thank you. It looks like that we do not have employment notes, so did you find work at all in the time that you were outside of prison?
Yes.
Where were you working, sir?
The bus is
serve my assignment when the bus comes, and I have to get off this bus to that bus.
Mr. Antone, you're a very young man. You have your whole life ahead of you. You do not have a very extensive history in the Department of Corrections or with the criminal justice system. Why did you break off contact with your parole officer? It seems that if you had just cooperated, we might not be here right now.
Because what you said about the UA, the task, I was here for three years, and I didn't see my mom or nothing. I get to spend time with my family with that, because I was locked up from 15 years old, and I got out when I was 19, and I want to spend more time with my mom, because she's the only one that works in the house, and I was like the only one helping her, you know, do the bills and the food. Even though I didn't have a professional job, like an actual job, I was out there picking my cans, you know what I mean? I was picking my cans and going to go home.
Yes.
Keep that feeling.
I certainly appreciate that you're trying to be productive. We are here today for the violation of a condition, but I am curious. You went into jail at a very young age for an aggravated assault. Was that a shooting or something very serious?
No, it was I just tapped somebody on the arm with a car, and that's what they got me.
Okay. What caused, you were living in Levine, what caused the Gilbert Police Department to make contact with you when you were arrested on your absconding warrant?
Gilbert?
Yeah. Maybe they did. I thought it said Gilbert PD.
It said Gilbert.
Yeah, what we have on our record is Gilbert PD. Who made contact with you when you were arrested?
The Hill River Police, the reservation.
Okay, that must have been a mistake in the input. It was stated that it was Gilbert, but I can understand the mistake between that and Hill River. So, what caused the Hill River Police Department to make contact with you when you were arrested, sir?
I turned myself in.
Okay, and how did you turn yourself in?
I just waved the cop down and told him I never wanted.
Were you just waiting for a patrol officer to pass by so that you could turn yourself in?
No, I was walking down the road, and I've been wanting to turn myself in, but I couldn't leave my girl out there, my girlfriend, because she's pregnant right now. And I just told her I can't do it, and then I have to turn myself in so I can actually get a job to support my family.
Okay, Mr. Antone. I'm going to see if any of my fellow board members have questions for you. Okay, Mr. Antone, we're getting very close to the end of your hearing. Is there a final statement you would like to make to the board before we go into discussion? We only ask that you don't repeat anything that you've already told us, but this is your hearing, so is there anything else that you feel is important for us to know or understand before the board goes into discussion?
If I can get another chance at parole, because I did nothing wrong, I'm guilty for what I did. I'm guilty. That's my fault. Yeah. Usually people don't do what I did is turn myself in, but I did. I'm trying to do the right thing and get this warrant taken care of, so I can support my family, because they need me out there. I had three people pass away. I've been here 1 month and 10 days, and I had three people pass away already. I had both my parents and my little brother lost a baby at miscarriage. And that's a lot. And me not there was like,
it's frustrating because I can't be here. And I know my mom needs me up there because she wrote me and said, it's hard. And she said, the only person that would help me was you. Talking about me, and I told her, I know I helped you. I was like, every time I come in, every time I go to jail, it's like everything runs with me. I was like, but when I'm out there, everything's good. I help you. She's getting up there in age, so I want to show her, because I don't have, my dad wasn't in the picture most of the time, so I want to be the bigger man and show that I want to show him that it's easy. And where I don't want to spend the rest of my time in here, because that's the wrong way of finishing my parole. I want to show people that it's easy. I can be an example for people, and the people that are about to relapse, I can just tell them like it's not that hard. I want to finish my parole in a good way that's proving you guys wrong, that people can actually finish paroles. Like I've seen a lot of stuff out there. Now I know people who I can't hang around with and who I should hang around with. Because I was, like I said, I was in here from 15 and I got out not knowing nothing. So now I know how it is at work. Now I know what I have to do to support my family. Because like I said, I turned myself in for my family. My kid that's like on the way. I don't know what I have right now. But sometime in February, I would know if it's a boy or a girl. And then by the time I get out, I'm only going to have 2 months to get the bed, the clothes, the pampers, bottles. But you guys give me another chance that can help me accomplish my goals and give the stuff for my kid, the stuff that I really never had when I was a kid. This is my first kid. I want to be there for him or her.
For Mr. Antone, we're getting close to going into discussion, but I'm going to ask a couple of follow-up questions. Should this board see fit to return you to community supervision, how are you going to be able to keep up with your parole contacts? Because that seems to have been a problem. You didn't maintain contact with your parole officer. You didn't go to task. So how would you deal with that?
My girlfriend, she has a phone. I can give the phone number to my parole officer because I didn't have a phone. And her grandma, because she lives with her grandma right now, her grandma has transportation, and she will take me to go see my parole officer or go UA, because she don't want to see me in here either, because I'm going to cut the baby out of the way.
Okay, sir. The board will be going into discussion now, and they sound like they were speaking with you directly, but is the board discussing the case amongst itself under the open meeting laws of Arizona? So if you'll just stay on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly with our decision. Thank you, Mr. Antone.
Thank you.
The board is now in discussion. Fellow board members, this is a tragic case because Mr. Antone is so young. He went into the Department of Corrections. I'm sure for a prison sentence that was probably appropriate for the crime. But he is a 20-year-old young man right now. I think he's probably had to do most of his growing up either in the prison system or in the short time that he was in the community, seeing what was going on around him. And I do appreciate some of the things he's shared with this board today, in particular a remark that was unprompted about knowing the difference about who you should hang out with and not hang out with. Now, traditionally, well, it's probably the wrong word, but typically, I'm not comfortable with the idea of returning somebody to community supervision after absconding for 188 days, but it would seem that during this time, I'd like to take it on face value, that he was not getting into further criminal issues. And I'm really wondering if this is one of those rare occasions to consider returning him to community supervision with the amount of growing up he's done in such a short period of time. But I am open to the input of my colleagues, and certainly I'm not taking a very traditional position. So.
Well, I see where you're thinking that way, but I'm just thinking there are so many, there were so many impediments to getting anything done. There was no transportation, there was no, you know, even to do the UA, and didn't have a phone. I'm not sure that I agree with you on that.
Well, fundamentally, I will say, Ms. Rittenhouse, I think we do agree with each other. I'm looking for an angle, but I think the way you put it is maybe the language I wasn't using not upon thinking about this, and that is whether it's just setting him up for failure based on his inability to handle community supervision the first time. What I was looking for was this kind of input, and I appreciate it. Thank you. Yes, Mr. Johnson.
I think he wants to do the right thing.
Yes.
Sounds as though he wants to do the right thing, and he's made some effort, but I can't get past this 188 days that he was absconded to. That's a long time that he had no contact with
everyone,
so we don't know for sure exactly what he was doing during that period of time. 188 days is an extended period of time.
This is true. Any other further input?
Agree.
Okay, then I'm going to go and make a motion, and I do want to thank my colleagues. Don't think me wrong at heart. I do like what I'm hearing from Mr. Antone, but I think my colleagues make sense. So, based on the information provided to us in road number 2018, W1706, our discussion with Mr. Antone, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections. I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Antone was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse in the criminal laser company, inasmuch that he absconded for 188 days. And it's just hard to look past that long a time in which we could not monitor some of the individuals. Pardon me, an individual's transition back to the community, and that is my motion.
Second.
Agree.
Seconded by Mr. Johnson. Agreed upon by Dr. Wright, Ms. Rittenhouse, and Mr. Neal. Okay, Mr. Antone, we heard the discussion, and we really thought about it, but please do not take this as a negative. Your supervision has been revoked, but you will be released on or about June 14, 2019. I recognize that may sound like a long time away, but it is a bit less than 5 months. So please take advantage of these last weeks to pursue any programming that's available to you and to put together a plan for returning to the community, to stay in the community, to be productive, to serve your young family, and to move on with your life without any contact with the criminal justice system. We do want to see you succeed out there. I heard some very mature remarks from you, and I think it's time to turn the corner and move on with your life. The hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place, and Mr. Antone, we'd appreciate it if you give the phone to your CO3. Thank you, sir. So you're going to have to take that up with your CO3. We're not involved with that part of the system. We just decide on the revocation cases in this case. So please talk to your CO3, and if there's something that can be done inside the Department of Corrections to move yards, Again, please discuss it with your CO3. Thank you, sir.